Good evening. You're listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host. My co-host is Dr. Al Corns. And every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for a second hour of swinging sound. So we look forward to bringing you some great swing jazz compositions. Tonight we're going to do a second installment of a salute to Britain's great contribution to the American jazz scene. It's Victor Feldman, who was very proficient on piano, vibes, and drums. And he arrived in the United States in the mid-50s. He joined the Herman Big Band, working on vibes and drums for about 18 months. He joined the Cannonball Adderley Quintet for quite some time, took a little interlude, and was a accompanist for Peggy Lee for a while. So he covered the whole scene. And if you ever watched the old reruns of the Peter Gunn TV show, it takes place in a jazz club. And if you notice the vibe player on those segments, you'll see Victor Feldman. So let's kick it off with an album appropriately called The Arrival of Victor Feldman, celebrating his arrival in the United States on a contemporary label in January 1956-58. And he's supported by Scott LaFaro on bass, a brilliant bassist, and Stan Levy on drums. And Victor is on vibes on this track. He does that old standard, Supposin'. Thank you. nice little two-beat swinger by Victor Feldman on Vibes called Supposin' from Victor's contemporary album, The Arrival of Victor Feldman, and fine rhythm section behind Victor on that particular track. Scott LaFarlo on bass took a nice solo, and one of my favorite swinging drummers, Stan Levy.
Well, for my first offering, I thought it'd be great to hear from a group led by Jake Hanna. It's from an Arbor's CD entitled Jake Hanna and His After Hours Gang, and it features Jake on drums, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Tommy Newsom of Tonight Show fame on tenor sax, John Aldrin on trombone, Ross Tompkins on piano, David Stone on bass. And they're going to do a Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh tune entitled Exactly Like You. Thank you. Exactly Like You, featuring Jake Hanna and his After Hours gang. That was Jake on drums, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Tommy Newsom on tenor sax, John Allred on trombone, Ross Tompkins on piano, and David Stone on bass. That was from an Arbor CD released in 1998.
Next up, highlighting the vibe and piano work of Victor Feldman, who came out of England in the late 50s and was made quite a splash on the United States jazz scene. This is an album called, appropriately, Victor Feldman on Vibes, cut on a small independent label called Mode in Hollywood in September of 57. And on four of the tracks, Victor is on Vibes, accompanied by Carl Perkins on piano, Lever Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And then, on the last three tracks, he brings in Frank Rossellino on trombone and Harold Land on tenor sax, a couple of great West Coast jazz musicians. So let's listen to this sextet now, doing a composition written by Victor Feldman called Wilbert's Tune. Thank you. composition written by our spotlight artist of the week, vibist and pianist Victor Feldman, called Chart of My Heart from his Mode LP, burned to a CD, called Vic Feldman on Vibes. And you also heard some fine solo work there by Harold Land on tenor and Frank Rossellino on trombone.
Well, let's hear from another sextet. This one's headed up by the great Count Basie, and it's on a Pablo CD entitled The Kansas City Six. And it features the Count on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, Willie Cook on trumpet, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on alto sax, and Louis Belson on drums. They're going to do a tune written by the Count entitled Walkin' the Blues. Thank you. And that was Walking the Blues, a tune written by Count Basie and featuring the Count himself on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, Willie Cook on trumpet, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on alto sax, and Louis Belson on drums. That was from a Pablo CD. The LP was originally recorded in 1981, and then it was remastered for CD in 1990. And it's entitled The Kansas City Six.
Next up is Victor Feldman from his album on the Concord label called The Artful Dodger. And along with Victor on... Victor's on Fender Rhodes piano, an electric piano on this one. It's the only track I have with Victor on the electric piano. Colin Bailey on drums, a great rhythm section. Colin Bailey on drums, Chuck DeMonico on bass. And this is that classic written for, I think, the stage musical Roberta by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Thank you. here's an opportunity to listen to our highlight artist of the week, Victor Feldman, on the electric piano Fender Rhodes. And he does that classic composition by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, tastefully backed up by Colin Bailey on drums and Chuck DeMonaco. It's from a Concord album that was cut in L.A. in 1977, called Victor Feldman, The Artful Dodger. If you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We love to hear from you. Again, our email address is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com.
Well, next we'll hear from tenor saxophone artist Arnett Cobb. Arnett spent a major part of his career backing rhythm and blues groups in the 50s, but he took time out to record this album on the Prestige label entitled Party Time. And it features Arnett on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. And it's a tune Arnett wrote entitled Slowpoke. Thank you. Slower than that. That was Slowpoke, a tune written by Arnett Cobb and featuring Arnett on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Beretta on congas. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1959 entitled Party Time.
Before Victor Feldman landed in the United States, he did some extensive recording in England, and one of the more active jazz labels in England was called the Tempo Label. And in 1955, he issued an album called the Victor Feldman Quartet, and Victor's on vibes, backed up by a all English rhythm section, and I won't labor the personnel, but I have no idea who they were. They were swinging jazz musicians in London at the time. And here he does Cole Porter's composition, Easy to Love. Thank you. Victor Feldman on Vibes doing Cole Porter's composition Easy to Love, and that was cut in 1955 on a Tempo label in London before Victor embarked to the United States to make the USA jazz scene.
Hey, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which we're going to take after this next number. We hope you'll stick around so you can come back for the second hour. We've got a lot of nice things lined up for you. And we're going to finish out this hour with a group led by trombonist Betty Green. And it's from a VJ LP entitled The Swinginest. And it features Benny on trombone and Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Frank West on flute, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Eddie Jones on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. And it's a tune that Nat Adderley wrote along with John Hendricks entitled Sermonette.
The people,